Welcome back to another episode of the KKLC Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
And we're back in 3, 2.
How was your weekend? What did you do?
Well, it was okay.
But not nearly long enough.
And I did not.
Well, that sounds fun.
That sounds fun.
But then something happened that made it
horrible.
Horrible.
Just horrible.
What happened?
What happened?
Monday.
Monday!
You ruined a perfectly good weekend.
Weekend. Monday morning, you're going to be like,
it's showtime.
Yep, it is. Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our producer, Morty, waking you up. It's Monday morning. Carla, it's about 6:06. Right now.
How is that? How is it Monday? Wasn't it just Friday a minute ago?
It seemed
Come
like
on.
It.
Come on.
But I got to be honest, it seemed like a long weekend.
It did it? Just,
yes.
Did it really?
It really did.
And it started for me on Thursday, by the way.
Oh, man.
With AAA and my stupid car, but.
Oh, I know. Did you get it back?
Yes.
Okay.
Got
yeah.
it back. Everything's fine. Not real happy with AAA, but.
I don't mean to be rude, but and AAA is like, you know, they have a reputation. They're awesome.
Yeah.
But, boy, you got the D team. You really got the D team.
I didn't see the awesomeness.
Yeah, I was with him when this all went down, and wow, you really did. You got the D team. Apparently, everybody else was on vacation.
And you know what? It was the first time I've ever used it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I mean, Jody has used it and everything.
That's not a good introduction.
And she goes, you have to report it. And I go, they don't care.
Well, I know. Well, maybe you should, though. Maybe you should.
They
I'm
don't.
That person. You know what? I'm writing an email.
Yeah.
And I used to do it all the time. Now
it's like me signing a petition for something. You know it's not going to happen. It's not going to work.
Though I think AAA might. Care
really?
Because they pride themselves on that
All
that
right,
great
well.
Service. But let's just say it right here. What did it end up taking you? Like 4 hours to get a tow truck?
4 to 5 hours.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. That is unheard of.
For a battery.
Yeah.
For a battery.
Oh, I don't even get me.
And I had to cancel.
Yeah, that's right.
AAA and find somebody else because they told me, oh, he's 2-3 hours away after waiting an hour.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, so. You know what? Maybe that's all of our retirement business. Maybe we open a tow truck service.
That's why I told you that my next best friend's going to be a guy with a tow truck.
Yep. Yes.
All right.
Man.
Well, looking forward to a big week. Sunshine today going to be nice today and tomorrow. It was nice over the weekend after the winds calmed down on Saturday.
Yeah, tell me about it.
99 the high today, 105 tomorrow. Summertime is here, 77 now. Carla will have her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
It's on Darius Rucker and Tom Hanks. They are in a battle.
All right, so we'll talk about that, plus some other stories after Foreigner, Cold as Ice.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Big wedding over the weekend, Chris Pratt. And Catherine Schwarzenegger got married at the San Ysidro Ranch in Montecito, California. Not much on celebrity guests, however. Maria Shriver and Arnold, of course, were there.
I walked them down the aisle. It was very nice.
No, it was very sweet. It really was.
I had to
was.
Get a tuxedo in my shirt. You know, my neck size is like a 20. So as I get older, though, I shrink. I used to be bigger, but I walked it down the aisle.
And you and Maria still get along okay?
Oh, yes, we do. We dance.
Aw. I love that break. That makes me very,
She's a very nice woman. She understands me now.
Yes, true. That's your love child is like 20 now, I think. 19 or 20, man. Hey, Darius Rucker. He is ticked off at Tom Hanks. Now, Tom Hanks was one of the producers of the CNN series, The 90s. They did the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s. Well, The 90s, Darius is mad because the show made no mention of the cracked rear view album that Hootie and the Blowfish did.
Oh.
And he told the New York Times, how the F can you do a show about 90s music and not mention cracked rear view? F Tom Hanks. He's mad.
No.
Yeah, Tom Hanks.
I don't know
Hanks
if you want to say that, as mad as you might be.
Yes, I know
Maybe
it.
Maybe in private you say
that. Yeah, he told the New York Times just flat out he was really mad at that. And I mean, I get it, but wow. And Tom Hanks hasn't said anything, you know, yet. I mean, he's a good guy. I don't know that he'll get too bent out of shape. But why do I think when they show those again, they might do something with Hootie and the Blowfish?
I mean, for all we know, Tom Hanks could probably be thinking, We left that out?
Yeah. He could be. Sure.
Wow.
Or
sure.
Tom Hanks could be the next producer of the Hootie and the Blowfish documentary.
Yes, exactly.
There you go. Let me mention up to Hootie.
Yeah. You know, when you have that kind of money, you can do whatever you want. What do you want? You want to do a movie?
Aren't they here this month?
Darius. Yes, they are. 22nd.
Bare Naked Ladies.
Yeah, with Bare Naked Ladies. It's going to be a good show. And she wrapped things up Saturday night. Celine Dion played her final show of her 16-year Las Vegas residency, almost 1,200 shows.
Wow.
At Caesars Palace. She honored her late husband, Renee, brought her kids up on stage. Aww. She also, and we'll play a little bit for you coming up here shortly, she debuted a new song. It's called Flying on My Own. I actually really like this song.
What?
And you know I'm not a huge fan of hers.
I know, that's why I'm shocked.
Shocked. I know. I like it. We'll see what you guys think in a bit. That, for now, is my painfully deep take.
Celine Dion wrapping up her 16-year run over at Caesars Palace. She debuted a brand new song.
Yeah, she did.
I don't think this was the final song, though.
It was just a new one that she debuted. And, it's kind of cool. It's kind of a cool song. It's very Celine. Mm-hmm. Very like anthem-y, you know. Very, very Celine anthem-y. So, yeah.
It's called Flying on My Own. Listen to this.
Yeah.
It really is.
It's cool. That's the bridge, of course, but it's a neat song. I like it.
Okay.
I really like it a lot.
And she had a little fun with, I guess, somebody. She spotted somebody leaving the show.
Yeah, she did the old comedian thing, too.
Yeah, and asked why you left. He had to go to the bathroom, here she is joking.
Now you feel better? I love you, too, but I'm not going to shake your hand. Not that I can trust you. I trust you so much. We all waited for you. 4,300 people waited for you.
There you go. Interactive. She talks to the audience.
Look at you. I'm not going to shake your hand, though. Get out of here. Try
16 years.
I know.
1,144 shows and Celine Dion wrapping up her stay at Caesars.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Morning, sunshine.
Come on, sunshine.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Got to be listening for details on how you can win a Mexican Riviera cruise from Scenic Brewing Company, 96.3 KKLZ. All a part of the 96 days of summer. Have those details coming up for you a little bit after 7 o'clock. You know, they revealed another piece of the puzzle.
Yes, they did. I was just looking at it.
Not done it yet. Check out the Morty Pick on the KKLZ website. Just figure out the street address, city, state, zip code, and what's in Morty's pocket. You got a trip to the Mexican Riviera.
Yes.
Beautiful cruise.
Yeah.
6:38. Every time I read a story like this, Carla, I think of you. About 40 high school students in Oregon pulled a senior prank on Friday. Harmless. They filled the hallways with desks, replaced the erasers in each of the classrooms with hot dogs.
Okay.
Now, the principal was so fired up about this, he fined each student $47.
Wow.
And said they couldn't walk at graduation.
Oh, come on. No.
Here are some of the parents talking about it.
I'm laughing. This was funny. And it was the intent was to be funny. There was no intent by these kids to harm anybody. I thought it was a great prank. It didn't hurt anybody. These are all really good kids.
I think it's nuts. Come on, we're going a little overboard here. They moved some desks around and put a hot dog or two on an eraser board. Give me a break.
I feel like we have kind of lost our sense of humor. If any of these kids cannot walk for graduation due to this or have to pay $50, I think that's terrible.
They put the hot dog on the board and not in the hallway.
I know.
Now, the principal.
If there was no harm, I mean,
Now, the principal has since, you know, gone back, backtracked a little bit and said, okay. You know what? They you don't have to pay, and you don't have to. You can walk.
Fine. I could almost see just a fine. I could see them like having to, you know, to pay to have it cleaned up and stuff like that. But, but wow, okay.
For those of you that don't know, Carla could not was banished. From walking. Senior day or senior graduation in high school.
I didn't get to walk. I didn't
because
get to walk
of your prank
graduation. Yeah, it was actually that, and then I also got in trouble in class. I was, again, wasn't doing anything by today's standards wrong. I stood up on the desk and was playing air guitar and with my friend Julie Perigary, and she was playing the air horn, which was a straw. And, yeah, and I got in trouble for that, and then senior prank, and I didn't get to go through graduation. I got to go to it, but I didn't get to walk through. If that didn't hurt more.
And your friend.
Yeah, Julie.
Lauren,
Julie Perigary. Everybody knows that name because that name is pretty, you know, pretty big around here.
And she got to walk.
Oh, yeah, of course she did.
So,
and
John,
we're really good friends, actually, Julie and I. We're really good
our
friends.
Our goal is to find maybe a graduation where Carla could walk with cap and gown.
I'm afraid there are only, like kindergarten.
That's fine, whatever.
And I'll go to that. I'll go to that. I don't care.
So if anybody knows or has some pull where Carla could actually walk with the senior or graduating class of any school.
Yeah, or, like, I know that preschools graduate also. I don't, you know, I think that all the...
702-739-9636 want to help you out, or hate to think we'd have to wait till next year to
Oh man, I know. Well, if we're if it's next year, it's going to be a big blowout, and we are doing senior cut day. Also, we're doing the whole thing.
All right. And you're just going to get in trouble again and not be able to walk.
Well, if you can help her out, give us a call. Carla, you weren't the only one that had problems in high school. John, tell everybody what happened to you.
Well, for 67, 68, and 69 in my high school, if you had long hair, the principal did not allow you to have your picture taken for the yearbook.
You long-haired hippies.
Long-haired hippie freaks. Yeah. Did you have long hair, John?
I had three blank spots.
All three years in high school.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man. Thanks, John.
See, you weren't the only one persecuted in high school. Three blank pictures in the yearbooks.
Wow.
AC/DC. Where is Morty? Figure it out and win that Mexican Riviera cruise for two. All a part of the 96 days of summer. Details coming up on that. Mike and Carla Morning Show at about 7:05. Project H2O continues week number two, Carla.
Yep.
And we're stacking it up in the lobby, cases of water for the Salvation Army. So when you bring in four cases or more, you have a chance to walk away with tickets for Barry Manilow, the Mob Museum, and the Underground for National Bourbon Day. That's happening later this week.
Right on. Yeah.
We also have tickets for Jabberwockies, Magic Mike, Chris Angel, Mind Freak, Opium, and they've added $25 gift cards to Nacho Daddy's or to Still.
Awesome. Nice.
So you get the tickets, and then you can also get that, too.
That's cool.
For four cases of water.
That's awesome.
You drop
them
off here at the radio station, 2920 South Durango, 8 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
Delbra will help you in and stack it up. And
yeah, and we'll all definitely all help you out.
Yeah.
You know. So
bring it by.
Yeah.
You want more information or directions you can actually follow to get here from wherever you are, just go to our website, 96.3kklz.com. Sunshine today, going to be nice, nice and hot today and tomorrow, right through the end of the week. High today, 99, but tomorrow we start cracking the triple digits.
Yep.
105 the high, 77 now, and a few things we think you should know. Carla will have that for you after Toto in Africa.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
It's not always fun and games. Quaker Oats has a recall. Cap'n Crunch peanut butter crunch cereal. Yeah, be careful because of a salmonella scare. The cereal, it was cereal that was sold to Target, so it's being sold at Target. And it has the best before date of July 31, 2019. So,
Morty, you have that stocked up at the house?
I do not.
No, okay. No Cap'n Crunch peanut butter crunch.
No,
okay. Well,
but I am a Cap'n Crunch fan. So,
yeah, I like the old fashioned Cap'n Crunch. Really ripped up your mouth.
Yep.
But, yeah, it was
so
good stuff.
So, worth it.
So yes, be careful.
Even as grown ups,
I know
you always retreat to that one cereal. There you go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Every once in a while, it tastes that good.
Sure does. There's an internet company. I think any one of us could do this. Frontier Communications, it's called. They're offering a deal to anyone who will give up their smartphone for just 1 week, but they'll let you use a flip phone instead. It's $1,000 they will give you.
Wow.
And if you can survive, they're basically looking for someone who's active on social media, and they'll vlog their week. Somebody will you know, videotape them. Now, you can't do that without a smartphone, but, you know, somebody else will do that.
So you get the flip phone, and somebody else is with you that will video and everything else.
They want someone, like, if you have a friend who will video, you know, a lot of this stuff.
That is so easy.
I think it is. I think it is.
Survive.
You can, yeah, you can apply if you would like to. FrontierBundles.com is the site. FrontierBundles.com. They'll pick someone on July 8th.
I honestly think no one can do it.
I think I could do it because I actually still kind of use my phone for a phone. You know, I kind of call people once in a while. You can still text on a flip phone. It takes a while, but you can still text on a flip phone.
I could easily do that.
That's about it. Well, you could. Yeah, you could.
Thank you.
Definitely.
Thank you.
I think you could do it, Morty. I think you could.
I don't think I can.
No, really?
No.
You know what? Give me your phone right now. Let's see if you can go without a for a whole week.
Yeah, but you need a flip phone.
Oh, I'll get you a phone.
Flip phone. I mean, what are they, like a buck now for a flip phone? Come on.
Okay.
And it is happening. I mentioned that this was coming up. Well, it is. Walmart has announced a new delivery program. Their employees will deliver groceries to customers' refrigerators. They will deliver them, put them away for you, even when you're not home. Workers will drive the Walmart cars. They'll wear body cameras. They suggest you also have a camera. But if you don't, you can watch through them. You can watch via their camera. It's starting in Kansas City, Pittsburgh, Vero Beach, Florida. Those will be the first three cities, and they will be rolling that out throughout the country.
Would you let somebody come to your house when you're not home and walk in, put away groceries and everything else? Would you trust somebody to do that?
I think I would have to watch them the first time. Just make sure, stand outside the house, make sure everything's okay. But I think I could.
Really?
If I were to do that occasionally, as long as I could watch them.
No.
I think so, because I think that's going to be the future, really.
I don't want anybody in my house.
Yeah, I think that's going to be one of those things where it's an either or situation, like, you know, where things have gone away, where you can't talk to a person anymore. I think this is kind of going to be the wave of the future. Cameras all over, but but to put them right in my fridge? Oh, man. That's really nice. But you got to think about, so are you taking care of a mother or a grandparent or something like that?
Yeah.
Who might need, I mean, there are different reasons maybe, but I don't know. Would you, you wouldn't do it, Morty? No.
I don't know. I'm on the fence.
Yeah.
Like, my refrigerator is like my bedroom. It's like.
Yeah, nobody goes in there unless we are really committed.
I want it a certain way.
I get that. Because they'd put it, you could, you know, organize it when you get home, but, you know, I'd only order those few things and have them put them in the door, you know.
Okay.
Just that stuff.
Wow.
It is Monday. Just a few things you should know.
Thinking about traveling over the summer, maybe flying somewhere. Interesting survey came out about the middle seat on an airplane.
Yeah, this has been the subject of debate on Twitter for a long, long time. The middle seat on an airplane. It's uncomfortable, but the question is, does the person in the middle seat, do they deserve special privileges since they got the crappy seat? And that means, do they get both armrests? Do they deserve both armrests on the plane?
Normally, 9 times out of 10, you're lucky to get one.
Yeah. Yeah, really. And if you do it right, you can all get an armrest. You can all get both if you're, you know, strategically placing those elbows. But a lot of people say, yes, they do. That's just plain etiquette. That's the crap seat. You can give them both armrests. Because I can lean one way, you can lean the other way, right?
Unwritten rule.
Right. Others say no. Now, no one out by just a teeny tiny bit. This is 100,000 votes that they took, and no one just squeaked it out. A lot of people said, no, they're not entitled to both armrests. You know, too bad. How'd you wind up with the middle seat? Well, you know, maybe you're with the family, maybe whatever.
Or you were late.
But, exactly. Maybe you were late.
So guess what? You deserve nothing.
Yeah, but also, you know, you have to pick a seat, and if that's the only thing that's left on other, you know, we're talking about Southwest where you you load by number, but other ones you can, you know, you get your seat assigned.
Jody used to sit in the middle when we traveled only because I wanted the aisle.
Right. Yeah.
So I can get up and go if I have to.
Right. I'm small enough. The middle seat doesn't bother me.
Doesn't bother you.
No, unless I'm wedged in there between two, you know, big jumbo people.
Yeah. But Jody finally figured out and she said, hey, let's do this. Let's both get an aisle seat.
Right.
Instead of across from each other.
Yeah.
And that way, I have space, you have space.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's
cool. We work it out that way.
Yeah, that's nice.
But how many people have gone through a middle seat issue with somebody or just a seat issue at all?
Yes, exactly.
I sat on the aisle one time helping out a family. I moved. They said, would you? I'll give up my seat so the family can sit together.
Yeah.
Sat next to this idiot.
Yeah.
Who was trying to sleep, doing the big
spread. Yeah. It doesn't mean, and when I said jumbo, I mean big people. Big people, their knees don't fit. You know, they can't, and they're like stretching or doing the man spread. That's what he was doing with me. Yeah.
And started touching my leg, and I'm like, dude.
Yeah.
And I'm very, whatever in my space.
Yeah.
There's an imaginary line that you have to keep. And if you keep that, you should be fine.
Right.
But a lot of people have gotten into arguments.
Yeah, they have.
There's been issues. Have you had one? A seat issue with somebody on a plane, at a concert, in a theater? Doesn't matter.
Right.
We want to hear about it.
What is this show?
This show is amazing.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Talking about the middle issue, the middle seat issue on a plane, which, of course, turned into any seating issue you might have had.
Yeah.
Sitting next to somebody at a concert, a show, maybe, in a plane.
Right.
What do you think? 702-739-9636. You can text or call.
Well, Frank says, you know what? If they're sitting next to me, they're not getting both armrests. That's for sure. He says, I'm 6'4". I weigh 310. So, okay, then, Frank. What if you're in the middle seat? Frank, then what happens?
They get nothing.
Yeah, yeah. Teresa said, I hardly ever sit in the middle, but I always yield my armrest to the middle seat passenger. It's just the thing to do. Now, Julie was a Pan Am flight attendant back in the day. She said plane etiquette rules were as follows. Left seat, well, that would be the aisle seat.
Mm-hmm.
You get the aisle with extra, you know, leg space. You get the armrest. You can lean. Middle seat, you always got both armrests. Window seat, you had the window. You could do the lean. You really could do the lean on the window.
You really don't need an armrest if you're on the window.
You really don't. No. And she says, aren't we a society of rules and not animals? Oh,
no.
Snap.
We're not.
Yeah, but we are, because that's what's wrong with our society. We're a bunch of barbaric animals. So how about we just be nice?
Can't do it.
Yeah, right.
Listen, I paid for my ticket.
Now,
I'll tell you what I get.
Yeah, well, here's another thing. Somebody had written in, they said, you increase your chances of getting your row to yourself if you choose the middle seat. Because they say if you sit in the middle, to begin with, no one wants to sit next to someone when they're first getting on a plane.
Right.
So if you go towards the back and you're in the middle, if it's not a full flight, chances are you're going to have that whole row to yourself.
You know, I never thought about it. Yeah. That's a great philosophy.
Yeah. Yeah. How about that?
Yeah. Just sit in the middle.
I might try that next time. I'm just going to. Because, it's like,
then you screw everybody up.
Next to someone already? Ew.
I like that.
I do, too.
All right. Anybody else? Have you ever dealt with a seat issue with the armrest? Not specifically on a plane.
Right.
But like I said before, at a concert, a show, a theater, movie theater gets.
Oh, yeah.
I dealt with that yesterday.
Did you?
At the movie theater?
Oh, here's the one thing, and think about this before you call or text. You know, Jody's a planner, gets there early because she wants the seat she wants.
Right.
And we're sitting there, and somebody actually came in late after the movie started, said, can you mind moving down a few so we could all sit together?
Yeah.
And she actually said no.
Yeah.
I came here early to get this seat.
Right.
And I'm sitting here, so.
Yeah, now you buy your seat in advance, man.
Yeah.
So it's nice.
You do what you have to do. All right, text or call. We'd love to hear from you. Talking about those issues, dealing with the middle seat on a plane, or seat issues anywhere.
Yes.
Movie theater.
Absolutely.
Show, concert.
A couple of more people texted in or no?
I got, let me see, one more here.
Because I have Troy on the phone.
Yeah, go ahead. Let's talk to Troy.
I like his idea.
I found best that when I get on the airplane, I open up the barf bag and nobody wants to sit by me.
Just hold it there. Yes, oh, that is good.
Maybe pour some a little bit of water on your forehead.
Yeah, kind of spritz your forehead.
Yeah, right? Like you're sweating.
Yeah, that's the best.
Troy, that is a great idea. I love it.
Wow.
Have a good day.
Yes.
Thank y'all too.
Just act a little goofy, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, as you're a little shaky.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Karen said, by the way, middle seat, I met my husband. Struck up a conversation with this guy. We ended up dating. We've been married for 11 years. Oh, that's awesome. I know.
So good can come from the center.
Right? Yeah, more networking. You got one to either side of you.
There
so,
you go.
Yeah.
Eagles Hotel California. Just go to our website, click on the 96 Days of Summer banner. It'll take you to Morning's vacation pick. You figure out the street address, city, state, zip code, and what's in Morning's pocket. And you could actually win a Mexican Riviera cruise for 7 days. The first of 3 cruises that were given away.
Beautiful.
During the 96 days of summer. You want more info? Go to the website, 96.3kklz.com. Going to start taking calls here and see if people are tracking it. Do it right now because I think we're revealing another puzzle piece.
Yes.
That will give you a better idea of this picture and how you can figure it out. You have to work at it a little bit.
Well, yeah, you do.
Okay.
You do.
So,
I was going to say, if you listen to the show, maybe there's some things you might pick up from each one of us about where we might be, and especially, if you know anything about Morty.
By the way, a bonus clue going to be handed out again Wednesday over at Scenic Brewing Company on DI just east of Durango. Every Wednesday from 6 to 8 and throughout the month of June when you show up, register for those tickets for Paul McCartney while he's over at Scenic Brewing Company during happy hour. Sunshine today, going to be nice. High 99, 105 the high tomorrow. Triple digits right through the end of the week. It's about 77 outside right now. Carla will have another take on some entertainment news. Get to that in a bit.
Why won't Dolly Parton go into her own theme park?
Okay.
I know.
Find out more about that and other stories after Supertramp.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Dolly Parton, she was talking to the New York Times about Wildwood Grove. It's called, that's the expansion to her Dollywood theme park. $137 million expansion. And she was asked if she has a favorite ride at the park. She said, oh, no, I don't ride the rides. She said, I get motion sickness, and I don't want to lose my wig or my shoes. So she's not getting on on those rides.
I'm going to be honest and say I didn't even know she had a theme park.
Oh, Dollywood. Yeah, Dollywood.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Dollywood.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm 100% serious.
The kids, Mike.
Is it the happiest place on earth?
You just made me feel so good. I knew something you didn't.
I know. If you run into Dolly, it's probably the happiest place on earth. Man. She's a little sweetheart, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Phil Collins and Mike Rutherford together again. Again, they've been performing together occasionally on the Genesis song Follow You, Follow Me because Mike and the Mechanics are opening for him. I am hoping and I'm trying to find out if they're going to be here with Phil Collins as well. That would be really, really cool.
If that's true, that would have been a great name for the tour. Follow You, Follow Me.
Yeah.
As it is now, Phil Collins, the tour's name, I'm Not Dead Yet.
Which is still a great name.
Great.
Yeah, that's...
Because Carlos went to go see him last time he was in town.
So good.
He barely could walk out.
Yeah.
Sat down through the whole thing, but sounded awesome.
Oh, he sounded just great. You have to go see him, Mike. You really have to see him this time around. You do. And I just have to share this because I think it's hilarious. And if you know anything about Courtney Love, well... She was doing an interview recently, and somebody mentioned the movie The Dirt, that Motley Crue movie.
Mm-hmm.
She said, oh, my God, the dumbest movie ever. She said, it's so stupid, and it's just dumb. She said, it was really fun to watch it and groan together. She said, we're all watching, just making jokes. She said, and I at one point... She said that Nikki Six comes on, the character, and says, you know what, guys, I have to tell you, I have a new girlfriend. She's sweet. She's wonderful. And I said, and her name is Heroin. And 2 seconds later, he said, and her name is Heroin. I was killing it. So she talked about it, and Tommy Lee responded on Twitter, "Hey, Courtney, when's your movie coming out?" "Oh, wait, never." "What are we, 12 people?"
The only movie she ever made it in was the Kurt Cobain documentary.
Yes,
and
yes,
she
was
not a favorite.
No,
at all.
No, she wasn't. However, I like her.
But considering like who the rock and roll movie is about.
Well, yeah, I know.
It is
I know.
Stupid.
Yeah. It is. Oh, it's the dumbest movie. It's great.
It's entertaining.
It's so entertaining, but right. It's just dumb.
It is what it is.
But Tommy Lee, real. Yeah, he wins your movie. Yeah. Neater, neater. So,
wow,
yeah.
That's a big
Courtney. Yeah, I know.
Big battle that we're going to have to keep tabs on.
Yeah, it's not Darius Rucker. It's not Hootie and Tom Hanks, but, you know,
wow. Who
is?
Okay.
Listen, we also have coming up here, we're giving those tickets away to see Teresa Caputo, the Long Island medium.
Uh-huh.
We will share with you a part of our visit. We talked to her recently, so you want to hang on for that one. And we'll have those tickets give away here in just a few minutes, I promise you. That's my painfully deep take.
Teresa Caputo is coming to Las Vegas,
yep.
The Long Island medium, of course, from TLC. And she's going to be at the Orleans Arena this Saturday, June 15th. So we have tickets, like Carla said, to give away here a little bit later on, next half hour. Had the chance to talk to her on the phone.
Yeah.
And with everything she does, we wanted to know what's it like when she goes out to do, like, everyday stuff.
Right.
Grocery store.
Yeah.
Whatever you have to do. And here's what she said.
I go out. I'm out. Well, when I'm not working, I'm out. I'm doing my errands. It still amazes me that people know who I am. The other thing is, they very rarely does someone say, what you just said. Oh, I just lost so-and-so. Can you say? 9 times out of 10, they are like, oh, my God, I love your show. And they keep walking. They'll say, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm seeing you. Can I get a picture?
Well, Teresa, what about on the other end? So in your travels, I don't know, you're staying in a hotel room somewhere. Truthfully, do you see and feel things, you know, when you are in various places? If that's the case, that's got to be a little unnerving for
you.
It's
got to be freaky.
Yes, because of all of the different places you are in.
Honestly, that's my life. No matter whether I'm sleeping at home, most of the time when I'm out traveling city to city, I'll be in a tour bus. So unless if we have a day off in a city.
Right.
So it's my life. You know, what does affect me, though, and it's not so much to say, it's more of an area. So if there's an area where there's a lot of fake history or a lot of devastation, what happens is I'm empathic, so my physical will change. My emotions change. The way that I feel change. You know, like my emotions can go up and down all day. That's how those things affect me.
Teresa Caputo, and that would have to be freaky. If you had that gift.
I know. There are people who just, they do. They're just really intuitive. They feel things. They just, you know, somebody's been there or something, you know, to stay away from there or to go to it.
Especially if it's a place where there's a lot of history.
Yeah.
And you walk in and it just plays mind games.
Oh. What is that haunted museum we have here?
Oh, Zach Baggins.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Take her there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeez,
oh, she should. Oh, my God. I would love to take her there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. We do have tickets to give away. We're going to tell you how to win those to go see Teresa Caputo, the Long Island medium. To how to do that in about 8 minutes.
Hey, wake up.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
It's been going in the morning.
Wakes me up the right way.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
By the way, we wanted to remind people that we shared a little bit of our visit with Teresa Caputo, the Long Island medium from TLC.
Yeah.
You can enjoy that whole visit on our morning show page at 96.3kklz.com. Really, she's pretty funny.
Oh, she's a crack up. She really is.
And just listening to that accent.
Yes.
That she claims she doesn't have.
Yeah.
But going to be in town Saturday night. Orleans Arena. We have tickets to give away right now. We're going to play a round of the pyramid game.
Yep.
Basically, Carla will give you some clues out of a category. You name the category. For instance, John, if I said tulips, roses, carnations.
Flowers. Bingo.
Yes.
You're good.
That's how we would play, just like on TV. Going to get through news and weather, and then, of course, after that, take the phone lines off hold. Starting with caller number 9, you have a shot to win, 702-739-9636. By the way, the tickets from the Calair Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Kim on the phone, and she is so excited about going to see the Long Island medium, Teresa Caputo. Kim, are you ready to go?
I am ready to go.
All right, it's all the pyramid game.
Kim, here we go.
Number one.
Buffalo, Queens, Brooklyn, the Bronx.
New York.
Yes.
All right, number two.
Bats, balls, a diamond, hats, cleats.
Baseball.
Umpires. Yes. Good job.
Number three.
I love bread. I'm on Weight Watchers. I made a million billions of dollars.
Maria.
No. Gail is my best friend.
Oprah.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. I forget about her.
Yeah. I know. She's not on TV anymore. Yeah. She's so, like, 2012.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, I haven't seen her forever.
You know, we just blew up the clock. It didn't even matter, did it?
Yeah. Right. Kim, you're going.
You got the tickets.
It's Monday. Come on.
Kim, you're going to see Teresa Caputo. Going to be at the Orleans Arena this Saturday night. By the way, for everybody else, for a second chance to win, register online at 96.3kklz.com. One winner will be selected. We're going to do that on Friday morning. But, Kim, you already have your tickets, and it's all a part of the 96 Days of Summer.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Let me get everything straight here. A guy in Indiana was busted for driving the wrong way down a highway last week. He was actually sober. He just told cops he did it because, quote, it was faster.
Yeah.
There's a lot of traffic going my way. I'm backed up. But over there was nobody, so I figured I'll just do it that way. And
Yeah,
I
know.
Can't pull that stuff off in Indiana.
Just tug the shoulder. Jeez. Wow.
They'll pull you over. Jeez. Guy in Pennsylvania called into the news last week to share why he believes we're seeing more tornadoes now than in the past.
Yeah, good theory.
Here's the guy talking about it.
We didn't have tornadoes here until we started putting into traffic circles. Because on the kind of, you want to know why? When people go round and round in circles, it causes disturbance in the atmosphere and causes tornadoes.
Yeah, that's why.
Tornadoes.
You know what, dude? Why don't you crack a window next time you paint? Jeez.
Give me that again.
We didn't have tornadoes here until we started putting into traffic circles. Because on the kind of, you want to know why? When people go round and round in circles, it causes disturbance in the atmosphere and causes tornadoes.
Got to call Channel 8 and get George Knapp on that.
Well, yeah, I live near one. I haven't had a problem yet.
Haven't had a tornado in the...
No, I haven't had a tornado.
Well, you're not going around it fast enough.
Apparently not. Jeez.
He's got it down. He's figured it out.
Yeah, okay.
Tornadoes.
What's the reason for the earthquake in Cleveland then?
Well, jeez. Google it.
Yeah, just Google it. Hey, a prankster. Just having some fun. He fooled a Domino's Pizza in London when they called and ordered 4 large cheeseburgers. And sent them to, or cheeseburger pizzas, and sent them to Queen Elizabeth. They actually went to Buckingham Palace. And, and the guard said, whoa, hold on just a second here.
Mm-hmm.
They turned them around. Somebody had to pay for that $58 order, though.
Oh.
So, you have to turn that off.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know what?
Oh, God.
It didn't even dawn on me. I was looking at something else there.
I keep looking behind me, Mike. Oh, wow. Hey, and also... Also in England, Abby Haywood. She's paying her way through college. Morty, you're going to love this. You know how she's making the money?
Oh,
she's making videos of herself sneezing.
Oh.
Just sneezing. During the first 3 months of the year, she made over $750 a month, which is more than she was earning at her part-time job. She can make as much as $100 for one custom sneezing video. Where did I go wrong?
You know what? We each have to come up with a video idea.
Do you want to do something really stupid, like
really
an ASMR type video?
And just see how many, who gets the most hits?
I have an idea for one, actually.
I already do, too.
Okay.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
Think of something. And maybe we'll do that towards the end of the week. You can... I'm going to tell you right now what you can do with those Pop-Tarts. And no, it's all legal. It's all good.
Okay, good.
The kids can watch. The whole
thing. All right,
bit.
So you have an idea.
I have an idea, and I have an idea.
And you got one for more.
Okay,
right.
Yeah. We'll do our own ASMR videos. How about that?
Cool.
I thought you said something else. Okay. ASMR.
No, not SN. No, okay, ASMR, cool. Morty. Because if we're doing that kind of video, then all right. Then I got everything
Again,
for that,
Again, the moral
too.
Direction of this show. I don't know what happens in the 9 o'clock hour.
Welcome to our new intern, by the way. Jacob, welcome to the show. It is Monday. That's your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
Leonard Durkin, and he is from Leeds, England. Well, he passed away a few weeks ago, but his last wish was to stop at Burger King during his funeral procession. 71 years old, died from heart failure.
Wow.
Loved Burger King. As a matter of fact, his daughter says it was a lovely gesture, of course, and his final wish, but he'd planned all the details of his funeral, and that was one of them. She said, "We lost my mom 2 years ago, and every time we took him to the cemetery to visit, he would say, can we go get a burger either on the way to or from going to visit mom's gravesite?"
Yeah.
So she said, we gave him his final meal and his final wish. So they did it. They all got double bacon cheeseburgers and then finished up. Then
That's
put Leonard
awesome.
To rest. I know. Yeah.
I love
it.
That story.
I do, too. I like when something's sad, if you can turn it into something uplifting, then by God,
right.
do it. You know? So I know that the wheels are turning, aren't
yeah.
they, Mike?
So they took Leonard through the drive-thru?
Yes,
and
they actually
okay,
went.
Cool.
Yes. Yeah. 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 I know. How cool is
Jody
that?
Jody and I went to a funeral recently, and the young lady worked here, but it was her sister who passed away.
Right.
Huge. I'm talking huge mm-hmm. Journey fan.
Oh, yes.
And as we
yeah.
walked into the yeah. funeral parlor,
yeah.
we heard soft music above that. Well, that's yeah. Journey playing.
That's Journey, yeah.
And her husband, the girl's husband
yeah.
and kids were in Journey concert t-shirts.
Yeah.
And even Jody said, that's kind of odd to wear
yeah.
that. Until we found out her love of the band.
Yeah.
And then it all made sense.
Yeah.
And as you went up to the coffin, the girl was buried wearing, it
right.
wasn't a dress ring.
Yeah.
It was her favorite Journey concert
awesome.
T-shirt.
Awesome. Good.
And
yeah.
they followed through on all these wishes.
Love
but you
it.
Hear about stories like
exactly.
that. And that's awesome.
Do it. And if somebody asks for that, do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do or
it.
We'll haunt you forever.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
That's why we always say, if you have a feel-good story just like that one or silly, it doesn't matter. We'd
yes.
love to hear about it. Submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3 KKLZ.com. All right, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon sponsored by Clark County Credit Union. They have low auto loans from 2.99%. Visit OpenCCCU.com today for details. Wrapping up the show, well, we figured out that Carla's still looking for a graduation she can walk.
I know, I'd like to walk through.
It will happen.
It will.
Since you couldn't do it at your high school graduation.
No, they wouldn't let me walk through.
All right, we'll keep the search on. The middle seat evidently is the crappy seat. You get nothing on an airline. We come to figure that out. And tomorrow, we started our homework for tomorrow's show. An ASMR video.
Yeah, why don't we try to do this for Wednesday? Let's try to do it
Finally,
for Wednesday just
okay.
because, you know, to put it together.
And whoever
and
gets
stuff.
The most hits is the winner.
Okay.
Something like that. I don't know.
This is going to be great. I can't
pants?
Wait. It's not.
We're still trying to figure out where Morty is.
Now we.
All right. Well, listen, Wendy Rush coming yep. in next. She'll keep company throughout the workday. Otherwise, do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other. And we are back tomorrow morning, bright and early at 5 a.m.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3KKLZ.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3KKLZ.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.